very honoured on the Food and Drink Show tonight to have a winner of the Great British Bake Off, Candice Brown. Hello, Candice.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm a big fan of yours, actually. I watched the series that you triumphed in. Not only your baking, but you always look gorgeous. Your lipstick is incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. It was definitely a confidence thing for me. Just kind of like, oh gosh, I'm tired and I'm panicking and I'm worried. Oh, what I'm going to do? I'm going to whack on a lipstick, a pair of heels, and I'll feel much better.
So, I thought you absolutely rocked it.
Oh, thank you.
But obviously what we're talking about today is women in the food industry, of which you are one of them.
I know, and what an amazing place to be. What an amazing thing to be part of. I feel very, very honoured and very privileged that I'm even put in the same sort of classification as people like Delia and Mary Berry and Nigella. And yeah, we are very lucky to have some incredible food heroines. We really, really are.
And obviously you spent quite a lot of time with a lovely Mary Berry.
Yeah.
What's she like in person? Because we see her from the other side of the television. She seems like an absolute dream. But is she like that in real life? What things surprised you about her?
Yeah, she really is. She's just an absolute delight. And I mean, it's no surprise that she was sort of voted the UK's most sort of looked up upon food heroine, the favourite food heroine, because she's just incredible. She's absolutely tiny. And she used to spend some of her, she'd come up to me and go, are you warm enough, and sort of pull my top round my back, or your feet are going to hurt wearing those heels. She was just like, I think I said famously in one of the first episodes, I'd ask her to be my nan. And that's how you kind of, you see her as you, I wanted to impress her. I wanted to ask her questions and I wanted to learn some of that amazing knowledge that she has.
There's a few questions that I want to ask about the behind the scenes of the Great British Bake Off. Who buys the ingredients? Do you tell them what you want or do you have to take your own?
So for me, I did a mixture of both because I'm a real sort of, perfectionist in food. I was very, very panicked at going wrong. So I practiced a lot. So obviously I used to buy sort of food to practice with, and then you could send your ingredient list over to the bake-off and they would get everything in for you. But because I was so particular in some of the things that I used, so especially when it comes to meat and things, I wanted to see the meat. I wanted to poke it. I wanted to ask where it's come from. I used British food, British meat, as much as possible. So things like that I used to buy myself and I used to take with me. And then other bits and pieces that they would kind of source for you. But if I'd found a really good ingredient from maybe the local market, I would take that.
And was it a rule of how much you were allowed to do at home? Because if something has to be, I don't know, soaked overnight or something, would you be allowed to do that at home and then bring it in? Or was it a strict no prep before you enter the kitchen rule?
No, you couldn't prep anything. I mean, there was one week where we had to have hand or homemade cutters. We couldn't use any shop-bought cutters for biscuits. So obviously we could make those, but everything had to be sort of checked and so on, and that we could use it. But no, it was very much, you've got 3 hours on the day and three hours is what you've got. So yeah, the pressure was on. Amazing, though. I loved it.
Did you? This is another one. What about cooling time? Because I often think when you're watching it, you know, you have the technical challenge and people are literally grabbing it out of the oven, shoving it on the side and let it go.
Yeah.
Are the judges not burning their hands?
Well, I always thought, sort of going into it, I wouldn't be a wafter. First signature in, I was wafting away. Yeah, you are just like, it's everything is done at speed, so you need to cool it down. Whereas normally at home, I wouldn't maybe put a cake in the fridge to cool it down. I wouldn't stand with it with two trays sort of fanning it, trying to cool it down or anything like that. But no, you are literally just trying to cool it down and do everything at speed and as to the best quality you can.
So is it sometimes, are they really warm when the judges are testing it?
Well, there is obviously, due to filming, sometimes there are sort of gaps in between. So actually some things would be pretty cool and ideally they would have been hot when they were eating them. So it just depends. But then also you're in the tent, so sometimes the tent was 100 degrees and sometimes it was about 20 degrees. So
I think I remember once watching people trying to set jelly and it was like 30 degrees outside.
Yeah. Or when you're doing chocolate and you're just standing there and you've got the sun beating in thinking, yeah, I've got no chance of this setting. But it's fine. It makes great tea. And that's what the Bake Off's all about. It's about learning from mistakes. And actually, I think the Bake Off gives such an amazing platform for people to watch and to learn about food and to learn about where food's come from. People want to learn about food, and we're so lucky that there's so many incredible programs that people learn about food. People learn about where our beef comes from, where our milk comes from. Again, just going back to sort of me using the co-op so often during Bake Off, because I knew where it was coming from. It was British food.
Well, Candice, thank you so much for helping us celebrate British Food Fortnight. I have one last question, Bake Off related. Who does the washing up?
Oh my gosh, who does the washing up? These two incredible ladies. They do it all. They are like gifts from heaven in that tent. They are unbelievable. And yeah, they wash up and they are just clean down everything. They are just absolutely amazing. We used to literally bow to them. We'd say, how on earth do you do it? And please, can you come home with us?
Oh, just have two of them living in your kitchen.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Candice Brown, thank you so much for talking to us. Congratulations on your win. I'm sure it's been said many, many times before.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And let's bring on British Food Fortnight.
Thank you. Yes, definitely.